This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Wisconsin became the 36th state to limit cell phones and other electronics in school on Friday. That's when Governor Evers signed a bill requiring districts to prohibit phone use during class time. Evers said he was deeply concerned about the impacts of cell phone and social media use on young people. He said cell phones could be a major distraction from learning, a source of bullying, and a barrier to our kids' important work of just being a kid. The measure passed with bipartisan support, though some Democrats in the legislature said controlling gun violence should be a higher priority than banning cell phones. If you're still not sure who you'll vote for in next year's governor's race, you're not alone. A new Marquette poll shows most Wisconsin voters, Republicans and Democrats, haven't picked a candidate yet. About 70% of GOP voters and more than 80% of Democrats say they're undecided going into the 2026 primary. The survey also found only 6% have heard a lot about the campaigns. Parents and guardians of students in the Green Bay Area Public School District are invited to offer their feedback this week as the district begins to search for its next superintendent. The district is offering three opportunities for you to share your thoughts on what you'd like to see in a candidate for the job. A focus group and roundtable discussion is scheduled for this Wednesday, November 5th, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. in the district office building. If you can't make that meeting, you can go to one of two community sessions at the Neville Public Museum tomorrow, November 4th, one at noon, the other at 6:30. If you were in the stands at Lambeau yesterday, you got a taste of what it's like to be outside in this weather for a few hours. Now, imagine what it's like for more than a few hours when you don't have a place to go inside and warm up. That's why St. John's Ministries opened its doors over the weekend. Both their men's and women's shelters started welcoming guests on Saturday. The facilities will remain open through April 30th. Officials say as temperatures begin to drop across northeast Wisconsin, it's important for St. John's Ministries to provide people experiencing homelessness with a warm and safe place to stay. Last season, St. John's served 646 people and offered more than 25,000 nights of shelter. That's a 15% increase from the previous year, reflecting a rising need in the Green Bay community. An explosion in Grand Chute sent debris flying as far as three football fields away last Thursday. Grand Chute firefighters say a natural gas cylinder exploded while being cut at a recycling business. Authorities say the blast sent debris raining down on neighboring yards as far as 300 yards away. No one was hurt in the explosion. Most of us don't have to worry about cleaning debris from our yards, but this weekend's winds mean you'll likely be out raking again, even if you just got all your leaves piled to the curb. As a reminder, you cannot put leaves in the street in the city of Green Bay. The municipal code says they have to be on the terrace. That's a grassy area between the sidewalk and the curb. If you don't have a terrace in your yard, leaf piles are supposed to go on the lawn at the edge of the curb, although many people complain that it kills the grass. You've still got a few more weeks of raking ahead of you. The fall collection deadline for the city of Green Bay is November 23rd. A Green Bay East High School football coach has the option to resign or be terminated after he met with the district on Thursday. Coach Nico Sila was put on administrative leave earlier this month. Since that time, there have been student protests and an online petition to reinstate Sila, which currently has thousands of signatures. The school district has been unable to defend itself, as state law prohibits the district from publicly sharing any allegations against Sila. Sila's supporters have said those allegations include giving students rides home, which is against district policy, and undermining school administrators. School administrators issued a statement Thursday confirming that Sila has 7 days to resign or face termination. Educators say what Sila and his representatives have shared with the media is an incomplete accounting of the allegations. They say when the district is able to release the information regarding the allegations, a full and complete list of Board of Education policy and state law violations will be provided. The school board is expected to vote in November on whether Sila can continue in its current role. Green Bay police are looking for a suspect after a reported shooting on the city's east side Thursday. It happened in the 2200 block of Imperial Lane. Police say they believe they know who the suspect is, but are not releasing a name as it's an active investigation. with news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks take on their rival, the Pacers, in Indiana tonight. It's the first time Bucks center Miles Turner will face his former team.
The next time we see you, we'll be in Indiana. Gonna go there.
At this point, anything I say will or can be used against me in a court of law. So I'm just looking forward to coming back to a place that I've been for 10 years.
College hoops. The Badgers at home against Campbell University. Last week, we told you that forward Elijah Gray, a transfer from Temple, was dropped from the Wisconsin men's team. ESPN reporting now Gray may be involved in that investigation regarding gambling by both college and NBA players. NFL, the Packers lose to the Panthers 16-13, and they may have lost tight end Tucker Kraft to a season-ending knee injury.
Is Tucker's injury serious?
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
How do you overcome him?
It's going to be tough. It is what it, but it's football, and the other guys are going to have to step up.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a bit breezy today with wind out of the west gusting to near 30. That will lead to elevated grassland fire risk issues, so keep that in mind. Otherwise, sunny with a high in the mid-50s today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, not as windy, in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM.